The world's first ever art fair was held in Cologne in Germany in 1967. And since then, of course, many, many art fairs across the world, the most famous ones being Art Basel, of course, both in Basel, Switzerland and in Miami. New York is the city with the most art fairs. And then on our continent in Africa, we have just over 10 art fairs, with the biggest one being in Cape Town. The Investec Cape Town Art Fair has been running for quite a few years now, and it's really built up a sizable following. I decided to visit and find out from an artist who I've collected what the impact of the art fair and winning an award there has been on her career.
The great thing about the Cape Town Art Fair is that they really do champion young talent. So this section is called Tomorrow's Today, and all of these incredible artists, the winner of who wins this year's Tomorrow's Today, will be announced later on. Last year, Boemo Diale won it, and it's been amazing from Kalashnikov Gallery, amazing to see how her trajectory has just been accelerated immensely. I was very fortunate to get one of her pieces last year, and I'm looking forward to chatting to her.
Boemo, it's so lovely to speak to you in front of your beautiful works of art, and especially because I actually feel at home now because one of your pieces takes center stage in my home. Your journey has been phenomenal. Watching your trajectory, last year winning the Tomorrow Today Award, has it impacted your career in an amazing way?
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely been introduced to a wider, larger audience. I think awards generally give artists provenance and recognition. And so it's been really affirming to be introduced in that way.
Yeah.
To me, when I look at your work, there's so many layers. I think in particular, I look at the works and it resonates with me in a way because I sort of feel like you're speaking about bonds between moms and daughters as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell me which are some of the themes you love exploring in your work?
Yeah, I think I'm profoundly inspired by my mother and my grandmother. But I think the idea stems from a beautification of pain and trauma. And I think, black and brown bodies in this country have had very particular experiences. And so I really draw from their ability to find like this deep sort of reservoir of resilience. And so there are elements of prayer and spirituality and ritual. And so I think those are the biggest sort of motifs. And just how Black women experience the world around them and these sort of tools that we can use to find solace and hope in the world. Yeah.
How has your work changed over the last while?
I think there's like a slight sort of maturity that's been happening. I think my work was super colorful, had this sort of intense childlike wonder, which is still a key part of the work. But I think I'm also sort of growing as well as, in my own personal world, as well as with my practice. And so little things I kind of leave behind and then pick up others. And I think there's a little bit more of a natural sort of color palette at the moment, a little bit more mature. I've sort of moving away from the borders, incorporating it only when it feels necessary. So just kind of learning to pick my symbols and ideas in a more sort of serious way.
The new finalists for the award, are there any ones in particular that stand out for you?
I think Tandor Panyane. I'm very excited. He's a friend of mine, but I'm also excited to see sort of how people respond. I love the work. I think it's with Eclectica. Looks great. Excited to see. Yeah.
Is it interesting for you to watch how people respond to your work? I think it was, who was it that said that an artist coming to an art fair is sort of like watching your parents having sex? You know, it happens, but you don't want to see it. One of the art critics said that.
Yeah, I think sometimes what tends to happen is that people don't know it's me.
So there's a level of anonymity that actually works
in
your...
I actually don't mind. Yes. But sometimes like I'll watch people sort of standing by my work and talking, and I'm just kind of like listening to what they're saying. And like sometimes they're like, why are they naked? And sometimes it's these brush strokes are really good. And I'm just like, okay.
So it is good to sort of watch, but with
exactly.
A level of anonymity.
Exactly. So yeah, it's fun to see people's reaction to things. Yeah.
And if you had to choose one institution that holds your work in the future, which one would it be?
MoMA, I think is quite obvious, but yeah.
I just want to remind you, when you are at MoMA one day, I want to show you this interview.
Manifesting. Work is about manifesting, so absolutely. It'll work, yeah.
Just explain that a bit for me as well. If you say about manifesting, do you manifest your own dreams and aspirations in your works?
I think it's bits of both. It's quite interesting because the work started as a vessel, and before I started sort of physically creating the ceramics, I sort of have now watched the ceramics sort of manifest out of an image. And also in ritualistic practice, it is about devotion. And so each vessel calls upon something. So the pot of hope or the pot of joy or fertility or abundance. And so it is about dreaming up new realities and new futures. So it's really cool to watch my trajectory alongside the actual work. It sort of goes hand in hand.
I actually do remember now that you spoke about it, because these pots that you have in the paintings, those were the ones that you physically had next to the works. I remember that last year. I mean, ceramics. It's also interesting. Have you noticed that there's a huge focus with South African artists and ceramics?
Yeah.
And why do you think that is?
I think we're taking a global stage at the moment. Can't tell if it's Tyler's influence, but it's just... but Africa's always been at the forefront of a lot of historical moments throughout the world globally. And I think we're moving away from Western voices, and people are prioritizing Eastern voices. And, you know, it's interesting to see sort of how our views on the world are being appreciated. And it's very exciting. And I think we're moving into a new age, and I'm very excited to be an artist part of the new age.
Dowdy from Afri Art Gallery in Uganda has been doing phenomenal work with taking contemporary African art to the world. His booth was one of the most celebrated ones at Art Basel Miami, and it was so lovely to catch up with him, especially as he's also a member of the Zeitz Global Council. Dowdy, I just wanted to find out for you, as a gallerist, and a very successful gallerist at that.
Thank you.
At Art Basel Miami, you were one of the top booths everyone was speaking about. And it's so lovely to have you here in Cape Town. When it comes to selecting an artist for your various art fairs, how do you go about your artist selection?
Depending on where I'm going, it will be either an artist that has produced something exciting. And of course, you have to consider all our artists, we try to make sure that they're producing art for the world. So not for Cape Town or New York or wherever, but for the world. So that one of our mantras is that the art has to resonate at home and in Japan and elsewhere, basically. So that, because art has a universal language. So usually the main selection criteria is who has something new or something worth showing. If we go to a fair and we don't have something worth showing,
it's
pointless, yeah. And we've done a few of those, and they've actually felt like that. Even if you sell, it still doesn't feel like you've done something. So in this case, you know, Charlene has a new body of work, not seen before in the world, and we chose Cape Town for that.
I've seen her previous body of work, which you showed at Cape Town. And I mean, to me, that was, those pieces were just exceptional. The boxes with fragile on it, the figures and repose at rest. Tell me what excites you about her work.
I think Charlene is very intentional about her subject matter. She says her work says what she's saying. She's talking about women, she's talking about people, she's talking about patriarchy, she's talking about conceptions, misconceptions, myths, and ideas that society has around people. In this case, in particular, women, and maybe even black women for that matter. And she has, from day one, she has always been intentional about what she's trying to say. And when I look at her work, it means what it says. And that in itself gives me, because all I need is an artist who is honest about what they are trying to do, and because that will resonate with any audience, whether they are buying audience or just viewing audience. Children love her work, adults love her work, white people love my work, black people love my work, everybody. And that in itself is not because of anything, but how honest the work is. You could sense what she's saying by looking at the work. And I think art should be that. Art should not be confusing, where you don't know whether this is a utility item or something to throw away. You know, you see it, you know what it means, it affects you, you relate with it. And this is Shalyn's work.
Dali, I just wanted to say, as a South African and as an African, thank you for the incredible work that you're doing internationally. It's been amazing to watch the rise and rise of your gallery.
Thank you, Joanne. Nice to see you.
The work of Shalyn Kamuntale has been really, really well celebrated. And the fact that she has her own solo booth with Ugandan art gallery Afri Art is a testimony to her absolute grit and the beauty of her work.
Shalyn, amazing to be chatting to you here in the booth for Afri Art. An amazing gallery, of course, representing you, but you're an amazing artist. Thank you. Please tell me about your latest body of work.
So this is Threads, and it's about unraveling the threads of beauty. And each painting has women who look like they're unraveling something, right? Mm-hmm. So everywhere in the works are corsets. Corsets have a history of framing women's bodies, molding them. They're not a villain or a hero, but they are a point of entry for a dialogue, beauty. So each of these works are interrogating what governs your understanding of beauty. So as you see them pulling, taking a thread apart, revealing beads, they're asking questions. I use beadwork and embroidery, and those are two things that have been a part of women's labor and extremely undervalued. So even as the women are unraveling, they're bringing it to the surface that see what our hands can do.
For yourself, Shalyn, how do you define beauty?
I think beauty is not a fixed thing. It's not a fixed ideal. It's something that's dynamic and always changing. And I think that's the point, that I do not define it for anyone, but to find where their perceptions come from, what influences them, how their environment allows them to see themselves.
So you've had a chance to develop your opinion of the Cape Town Art Fair, your second Cape Town Art Fair.
Yes.
Do you think that this art fair represents Africa well? And which is your favorite art fair?
This will be my second fair, so it's my favorite because I get to show. But I think it does. I think it's one of the biggest fairs. It is the biggest fair in Africa, and I've seen works from incredible artists, African artists. The representation is incredible. The mediums are out of this world. So I'm looking forward to going and speaking to the artists if they're also here and see what they're doing. Yeah.
I'll be visiting Uganda with the Zaitz Global Council later this year. Wow. When it comes to the art scene in Uganda, what would you recommend that I see besides, of course, AfriArt? But what is amazing about the art scene in Uganda?
The culture is incredible. People are so warm, and that's the best entry point. But the museums would be a great place to start. There are local markets for you to go see what other local artists are doing outside of an institution like a gallery. Yeah. So that would be the best.
Shalyn, thank you so much, and I wish you a successful art fair.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
The Artsy report on art fairs for 2024 reports that the best way for galleries to connect with their collectors is, of course, to exhibit at these art fairs. And there are 185 art fairs on the European continent and only just about 10 on the African continent. So I would say it's possible to get to all of them. If you are able to, please do support the Cape Town Art Fair, Johannesburg Art Fair, Latitudes, which is a fantastic online platform for buying African contemporary art. They have a wonderful art fair as well. Of course, in Lagos, we also have 154 in Marrakesh. And if you're in London, the very, very best one, I would say, in terms of celebrating contemporary African art is 154, which coincides with Frieze. And that's a great place to discover new artists.